Okay, just to reiterate that God's also willing to give us the pleasure of sex within marriage. Song of Songs, it's a whole book on sexual intimacy. Verse 6 and 7 says this, "Place me like a seal over your heart, like a seal on your arm. For love is as strong as death, its jealousy unyielding as the grave." It speaks of this desire, these things that happen in our bodies. "It burns like a blazing fire, like a mighty flame. Many waters cannot quench love. Rivers cannot sweep it away. If one were to give all the wealth of one's house for love, it would be utterly scorned." So these experiences cannot be bought. It cannot be forced. It has to come under the blessing of God. If it doesn't happen under the blessing of God, you're just getting hurt. Any kind of sexual experience. Because some people in our day and age just want to be technical virgins when they are married. So they explore every other thing that they can do sexually with one another. But on the day, they can say, "Hey, I'm still a technical virgin." That's not God's desire for you. God's desire for you is to be fully whole and holy and blameless. So that once you've met that person, and once you've stood before the Lord saying yes to one another, then God can bless sexual intimacy. Okay, so we have a responsibility when it comes to sexuality. And this is the reason why I'm having this talk with you. All of you should be able to engage in discussion around sexuality. If you're a Christian and you cannot, then you're not fulfilling your role as a disciple maker. Because this is one of the biggest challenges of our day and age. So we need to govern ideas regarding sexuality and its purpose. Not to attack people that think differently, but it's subtle things. You need to ask questions. You need to train your kids. You need to be involved with your school. You need to be involved with your friends. You need to be involved with younger people that might think, well, it's normal for a man or a woman to be trapped in a man's body. You need to engage. Remember, if you have the Spirit of God in you and there's an idea that doesn't line up with the Spirit of God's wisdom and truth, then just in conversation, you're going to have the overhand. You don't have to force yourself upon that person. I love having conversations with people that have different ideas on sexuality because I know that I have Jesus on the inside. And just by revealing true sexuality, I'm just a male. I'm just loving. I'm kind. I know that God loves me. I know that God loves this person, so I'm going to hug this person, even maybe that guy is attracted to males, because the love of God's going to flow. So we need to be involved in governing of ideas. For instance, somebody sent a photo this week in one of the institutions, popular institutions in George, and there's a bathroom for males, there's a bathroom for females, and then a half male, half female. So just go and ask the questions. Hey, what is this? Is this a scientific organization that believes in... What is this? You need it, not in an arrogant way. Remember, the fight is not to be right. The fight is to be life-giving. There's some people that fight against abortion, and the only reason why they want to fight against abortion because they want to be right. But if you fight against abortion or any of these social streams that's not biblical, what you need to do is you need to have the posture of somebody that loves God, love people, but you stand up for the truth. And for your kids and for the people around you. Second one is, and all of us can do the second one, self-control regarding your sexual desires. That means you cannot watch pornography. If you have a problem with this, come and speak to the counseling team. We can put you on an app that will help you not to watch pornography on your phone or in your PC. We will help you with that. But also, you cannot be in discussions where you're like, "Hey, listen, my husband, I watch his pornography every now and then because I'm away two months of the year and I'm fine with it." No, you need to stand up for the truth there. Husbands, if you cannot control yourself for a month, then I can't see you being a great disciple of Jesus. Because one of the fruits of the Spirit is self-control. I remember when I started going out with Cornell, I was free from pornography and masturbation for a year. And I felt so proud of me, of myself, with Jesus' help, obviously. And then, because I knew that the discussion's going to come up, because we had very frank discussions with students. And she's going to ask me, or somebody's going to ask me, hey, are you still struggling? And I then, with the greatest confidence, could then say, listen here, I have the spirit of self-control on the inside of me. Not because I'm always great, but because God's so great and so true and so faithful. Okay, so self-control. Because also what we tend to do, and this is how we can also help society, we define our sexuality according to our desires. That's not who you are. Your desires don't equal your identity. Your created identity, that equals who you are. And then when we are adopted into God's family, we are sons and daughters, a new created identity. Then the last one is protection. Kids are getting abused. Women are getting raped. If you don't speak about it, you're not going to hear about it. But it's happening all the time.